America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Yes, the first time we've ever used Marilyn Manson for bumper music here on the show. And it means only one thing, that it's time for this week's Entertainment Report. Here is Christina Stoffo.
Ed, isn't it so annoying when you're enjoying a late-night meal at Denny's and you end up getting punched in the face?
Oh, funny you should mention this. Last week, I'm at Denny's having a Grand Slam breakfast and... this really isn't the right time. I'm sorry.
Well, Marilyn Manson certainly thinks so. After a concert in Alberta, Manson went to a Denny's for a late-night meal where he got into an altercation with a group of people at another table. Now, it was said that Manson called one of them a bad name and the boyfriend of that person came at him and punched him in the face. Manson claims that two girls from that table approached him to take a photo, and he happily did so. And then the boyfriend of one of those girls came out of nowhere and just punched him and also elbowed his makeup artist in the face. Now, this is so amazing. Manson and the makeup artist are actually going back there, and they're pressing charges. Adam Levine from Maroon 5 was also attacked recently, but this situation, a little bit different. While on stage performing a concert in Anaheim, California, a female fan jumped on Levine from behind and wrapped her arms around him, and she ended up cutting his ear with a fingernail. Oh, the horror! And in other weird news, Ed, a Texas Department of Public Safety trooper has been ordered to undergo counseling for posing for a picture with Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg?
That's right, Snoop Doggy Dogg. This story made me laugh because, you know, I would just like to be a fly on the wall of that counseling session. So, Trooper Spears, tell me about your relationship with your mother. Did she not give you enough attention as a child? The rapper Snoop Dogg posted the picture on his Instagram account and captioned it, "Me and my deputy dog." More weird news? Sure, why not? Burger King has announced that they'll be paying for a couple's wedding, whose last names are, you guessed it, Burger and King. Once BK got wind of this wedding announcement, they got the couple on Skype and broke the pretty awesome news. The soon-to-be married couple have been lifelong friends and announced their engagement by taking a photo next to a Burger King. With this week's entertainment update, I'm Christina Stoffo. Ed, back to you.
Wow. And you know what's going to happen next. You're going to have 187 very annoyed people who are going to go to their wedding reception, going to shell out, $150 to $250 a person for a wedding gift, and you're going to sit down to a sumptuous wedding reception meal of a Whopper Jr., a large fry, and a Coke. Maybe some people will get the onion rings. That is the best part about Burger King. You can get onion rings. Take that, McDonald's. Anyway, Christina will be back next week. Did you ever have a favorite TV show that went off the air? I know, it's kind of sad when they disappear. They become part of the family, right? The trouble is, it was only you and about 48 other people that were watching the show in the first place. But there have been shows that have been canceled or disappeared, and all of a sudden they came back. And sometimes they came back again. There is no denying this is an age for remakes and spin-offs in television, with many beloved series getting a second life on a different channel or with a slightly reworked cast. While making a TV show revival succeed is no easy feat, the act of bringing a once-adored series back to the small screen after years off the air seems to be more popular than ever these days. What comes to mind immediately is, did you hear they're thinking of bringing Full House back? When Full House disappeared, 97, 98, somewhere back then, did you ever think there would be a generation down the road clamoring for it to come back? My son loves this show. He's 12. He watches it with my wife almost every night. It's on Nick at Night now. But anyway, so I think, what is it, Netflix is interested in bringing it back? Everything is going to go to Netflix eventually? I don't know. But here are some shows that disappeared and then came back, and some for a second and third time. The first one, Dallas. The original series was a defining moment in TV in the 80s, with initial stars Barbara Bel Geddes, Jim Davis, Patrick Duffy, Victoria Principal, and of course, Larry Hagman. The show, which ran from 78 to 91. Wow, 91, it went that long. I think I kind of gave up on it. Remember the, the 85 season that was supposedly just a dream because they didn't like the way it was working out, whatever. It spurred a spinoff series, Knots Landing, and a prequel made-for-TV movie, Dallas, the Early Years. But the first successful revival came in 2012 with TNT's continuation of the Dallas series starring Josh Henderson and Jesse Metcalf. The show also featured the return of Patrick Duffy, Linda Gray, and Larry Hagman, who was in it for a while before he passed away. I don't know. I tried it, and it was just too different. How do you pick up on a show almost a quarter of a century later with completely different people? And when you do bring out someone from the original cast, they're so much older. I don't know if people really want to see that. And it was not all that successful, and it faded away. The next one, Arrested Development. The series first gained its cult following with its three seasons on Fox from 2003 to 2006. After it was canceled, rumors of a potential movie started flying, but nothing was confirmed until 2011 when Netflix announced it was picking up the series. The entire original cast, including Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, Michael Cera. Though the new season garnered a lot of buzz, some fans and critics were disappointed with the end result. Well, you know, do they have the same sort of budget when they do the show on Netflix? I know House of Cards has become quite a cult phenomenon on Netflix, but I'm interested in whether or not they have the same types of budgets that production companies and networks can create and give to make a show. So Arrested Development, which is not a bad show. I think it's pretty much a vehicle for Jeffrey Tambor and, of course, Jason Bateman. But enough people liked it where it came back. Let's see. Another one, The Game, the original show, a spinoff of the long-running CW sitcom Girlfriends, debuted in 2006 after three seasons. The network canceled the series in 2009 due to rapidly decreasing ratings. That's a good reason. But in 2010, BET struck a deal with CBS to develop new episodes of the series and moved its shooting location to Atlanta. The fourth season aired in 2011 with a record-breaking 7.7 million viewers. And that is a lot now. You think about how this television and how this entire entertainment pie is cut up into so many minuscule pieces with all of these cable channels and now the influence of Netflix and Hulu and all online situations and everything else that's out there for people to consume under the umbrella of media. And if you can get 7.7 million viewers, you're doing a pretty good job. The next one, Futurama. Call this show the master of revivals. The adult animated sci-fi comedy follow-up to The Simpsons debuted in 99, ended in 03 due to scheduling conflicts with Fox. After acquiring the syndication rights to the show in 2005, Comedy Central released four straight-to-DVD films in 2006, later split it into 16 episodes, comprising a fifth season of the show. In 2009, the show was picked up again for 26 new half-hour episodes with the original cast on board. And the show was then renewed for a seventh season, which aired in 2012. Let's see. Family Guy. You know, this is the one to me that's the most interesting. Family Guy, which has become a cult phenomenon. These people that hang on to The Simpsons. I know The Simpsons still on the air, but enough, okay? The Simpsons, I really think that is a dead horse that is being beaten beyond belief at this point. But Family Guy faded away and was gone for a while. And it came back and it came back to be 10 times as popular as it was when it first aired. It may be hard to believe that the animated sitcom was ever not as well received by viewers as it is now. But after its debut in 1999, it got switched around to a bunch of different time slots before it was ultimately canceled in 02. It got brought back on Cartoon Network in 2005 thanks to soaring DVD sales and high syndication ratings. Since then, the show has only increased in popularity and helped catapult its creator, Seth MacFarlane, into a new level of fame. Other than, well, if you don't count the hosting the Oscars thing that didn't work out that well, and a blossoming film career. I think when it first debuted in 99, obviously, if you've seen it, it's not for kids. It is an adult-themed show. It comes at you with a certain political slant as well, and it goes after certain things. It loves to prey upon religion, pun intended, and it does bring up certain topics and talk about things that really had not been talked about on TV to that point. Think about one of the other animated shows on Fox at that time, King of the Hill. Would King of the Hill even get on the air anymore? King of the Hill was just a very tepid, mundane, almost sitcom with, well, if you liked the show and I did, interesting characters. But Family Guy took it to a different level in terms of the sexual humor and a lot of the other things it would reference. And I think in 99, I don't think TV audiences were really ready for that. But now, as network TV and all of these other basic channels kind of just make one giant pool of television, people expect a certain level of, I'm not going to say obscenity, but a certain level of adult conversation and discussion on these shows. And that's why Family Guy really rocketed back and became so much more successful the second time around. The next one is 24. Kiefer Sutherland reprised his role as Jack Bauer in the miniseries 24 Live Another Day. Think about the original show. It was very unique for episodic television in one way. It was a continuing story, which is now commonplace and the norm for every single show on television, but it does make for great binge watching and I think a better program. So, what shows now will we see come back years and years and years from now? Will we see The Big Bang Theory 15 years from now when they're all married and they have kids and the kids are even smarter than them? I don't know. But if we're still on the air then, we'll talk about it. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.